Radio. Welcome to our show. Our show today is I'm the host, Becky Journeyman. Our topic today is the law of attraction. Does it work for every part of your life? Yes, does it? Let's talk about the law of attraction, the secret, and other books on the subject. We're also going to do free angel and psychic readings today, as usual, later in the show, and then we also want to hear your questions and your thoughts on the subject, and also your questions. We'll answer your questions, too, in the readings. So we want to start off with talking about the law of attraction. The law of attraction itself is something that's been in a debate for a long time, where it's like, I think there's a lot of people out there that are teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching. I just have to wonder about the situation of somebody if someone actually is listening. It's one of those things to teach it, but to also to listen to input and see what's up. I'm not saying everyone's not, but it seems like everybody has a philosophy what they think's right. But it seems like some of us out there are confused about what that means. So let's take a couple callers in and get your insight on the whole thing, what, you know, your insights to the law of attraction is. So let's go to our first caller today. Caller, area code 386, are you on the air? Can I have your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you just speak up just a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's kind of loud. My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay.
I was calling to actually see if you were doing readings today.
Sure. What's your question?
My question is, I am involved with a older male. He's a Leo. He's kind of different. When I say different, meaning he's like deaf. He's like very intelligent. We are like sort of like friends right now, and I just kind of want to see where I stand with him as far as the relationship wise. Very different situation, and he's trying to be there for me, but I think he has his own problems. But you know, I just wanted to see what you can tell me relationship wise about him.
Mm-hmm. Right. I will say one thing with the situation, that when you are in the midst of going through situations, you definitely really have to question the people that you're attracting at that time, because if you're going through a difficult situation, pretty much they're dealing with something else. What's this guy's name?
His name is Leroy.
Well, it seems like Leroy is going through some issues that he's not willing to face right now, so it's a whole lot easier to help you.
Oh, okay.
It makes him feel good. So the idea of where you're staying with him is the idea of you get an impression that he cares about you. But at the same time, I mean, I hate to say this, but it seems like on a certain level of selfishness, because it basically helping you fit the need, which makes him feel good. So therefore, he doesn't deal with his own problems.
Right. Yeah.
So
I'd rather for a person to deal with their own problems and then help me out better. You know, like he would be able to help me out more if he dealt with his own problems first.
Right, and that's one thing I was saying, too, about the law of attraction. It's like we have to sit there and examine everything in our lives because we attract everything, not just a few things here and there. With everything we speak out of our mouths, we have a tendency to attract, okay? So you look at the situation, and I always tell people, especially people who are looking for answers in a present relationship, is to go back to where they was before, where it's like, what kind of person do you want to be with? What kind of person are you? You know, that what's the description of the person that you want to be with, and then go back and reexamine that and then reinforce that. And if the person that's the person that's presently in your life, if he's the one, then he won't go anywhere. But if he's not, then he'll be basically the universe will give you what you want, which if it's not him, he'll go on his way, and then someone else will come into the picture.
Well, I'm
just saying, from the psychic point of view, we're reading everything. Everything I keep getting on this whole thing is I don't see it going anywhere except for a friendship, and even the friendship could be questioned because of his motives. I just feel like somewhere down the line, I keep seeing pictures of you, him coming out with how he really feels about certain things. And what I mean by that is it's like he's agreeing or being exactly what you want. So I don't see him disagreeing with much.
Mm-hmm.
So he seems to agree with everything. What happens in situations like that, if you're not being sincere with the person you're with about who you really are, eventually it'll come out because you can only play that part for a while.
Mm-hmm. So you know.
What I'm saying to you is, I'm not trying to say he's a mean person or a bad person. I'm just saying a person in need has a tendency to fit that need and doesn't really understand what he's doing to the other person. And he's trying to be there for you. I just don't think he can actually honestly be there completely for you because he's just not completely there. Because he's not being totally honest with who he really is. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it makes sense. Do you see another woman in the picture?
No, I don't. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to get that right. I'm just not willing. There we go. I'm just having a little bit of trouble with the switchboard. So our next caller is from area code 603. You're on the air.
Hey, Donnie, this is just Jamie. I'm just listening for now, okay?
So you just want me to just listen in?
Yeah.
Okay,
Unless you don't have anybody to talk to, but for now I'll just listen, okay?
I don't. I'm just sitting here. I had two callers, and I wasn't expecting someone to call in with a question so soon. I'm just trying to get some people to call in and say, hey, this is my... But the reason I'm doing the show is basically because of misunderstanding that people are getting with the situation and stuff and not realizing what you got to do. And when I sit there and go over this whole thing, it's, you know, it's basically getting you to a point where you build a mental equivalency to what your desires are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've heard people before say things, I want my life to change, but just keep doing the same thing over and over again and going through the same pattern. Not realizing that they're not willing to take a chance and walk outside that pattern to go after what they want, you can't do it. I mean, one guy that I used to read his books, John Randolph Price, the Super Beings book, I thought this was such a cool book, I just wanted to sit there and share it with everybody and hope everybody else goes out and buys the book because it changed my life in 4 days and it just basically helped me understand the situation of putting it into thought. You know, okay, we can all think about it, but when you take those thoughts and put them into action, So he basically had an outline where he basically talks about you have to know what you do. What do you desire in life?
Mm-hmm.
And get very detailed about it. What do you want? Then you got to focus those thoughts on what you really want. And then you got to take it to. And then it's like, and then this next step would be making a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of those desires, which means not really dictating how it's going to happen, just basically submitting to the whole thing of realizing, okay, this is what I want. Don't putting yourself into a situation where you don't want to deal with in the first place, because that can drive you nuts just thinking about it. So you just go,
yeah,
like, okay, I just sit back and just make a decision and go, okay, I accept the fulfillment of my desires. No matter how that comes along, I accept it. And also trusting the ideal. That's one thing I put in the situation. Do you think angels and God have anything to do with this? And I think that it's one of those other things of making a conscious decision on having a good life.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like those two would have to be a part of it.
Give you the strength,
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you took the strength to go, okay, yeah, I do believe those two exist, and then taking the strength to actually say, okay. Because a lot of people really have a hard time with help.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting it. I've seen so many situations where, okay, I want to manifest what I want to manifest in my life. This is what I want. And then they get these things that drop into their laps. Like, preachers are the worst. I hate to say that. But I know for a fact, I heard this one story by Joe Osteen. Said his dad, you know, he was going through the ministry and that kind of stuff, and someone gave him $1,000. So he takes $1,000 and puts it in the church. And what we're saying is, when you are given a gift, that gift is for you. Now,
right,
if you want to share with everybody, that's great. But he just took the whole $1,000 and gave it to the church. That's great. But at the same time, what we're saying is, you're asking for things. God said, okay, you're asking God and angels to deliver these things. Then they drop in your lap. And then you say, oh, no, I don't think, or it's the ideal, or even the ideal of even saying there has to be a better way. Just simply saying there's got to be a better way. And then these things present themselves. And then you start saying that, like, someone comes to you and wants to help you. And you say, no, that's okay. That's what I was saying before about, I was talking to friends of mine, we were talking about pride. And we're talking about all the things that could stand in the way of you manifesting your life. And the biggest thing I've seen that stands in people's way is their pride. Now,
I have
now
to agree on that.
Huh?
I said I would have to agree with that. You know, it's at least the way I was raised, and I'm sure the way you were raised too, is that, you know, you take care of what you need yourself and don't beg. And
mm-hmm.
Not that I see asking for, you know, not that I see trying to manifest things as being begging, but just the fact that, I don't know, it was ingrained in me that everything you need, you can do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, I guess, you know, don't be like a monkey on someone's back. It's, but that's not the way,
yeah,
it is when you're trying to manifest. But
no, you are.
See it.
You are your brother's keeper.
Right. I can see it being difficult to get over, because I know for myself that is an issue. But I started reading an interesting book this weekend, and I'm almost through it, called The Power of Shakti. I don't know if you've read that or not, by Padma Ayon Prakasha.
What's the name of it?
It talks The Power of Shakti.
Okay.
And it's it basically talks about how you, after you, it's the secondary title to it is 18 Pathways to Ignite the Energy of the Divine Woman. And that,
mm-hmm,
talking about Shakti as being the Divine Woman that resides in each and every person here on Earth, doesn't matter if you're female or male.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about opening up the different pathways, and after opening up those pathways and becoming clearer, then you're able to manifest. After you're ready to release, you know, it's basically the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Release and being able to accept whatever comes your way, you know, just living in the present moment.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part for most people, is being in the moment.
Right.
They're always either thinking about yesterday or they're thinking about tomorrow. I'm just saying with situations I've seen, it's like I saw a situation where people were living really badly, you know. They were basically on the verge of losing everything. And then in the case of someone coming in and just basically purely wanting to help those people, you know, give them something, and they just kind of looked at them and said, no, I can't accept charity. And, you know, you're sitting there looking at the situation of, that's your opinion. It's, you know, my biggest thing I found out that set me straight is we don't realize, and I don't think we're responsible for anybody's feelings and how they feel about anything. They're going to feel one way or the other, so it doesn't matter what we do or don't do. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with bringing it to your attention that sometimes we have effects on people. So therefore, do you want to continue to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's like someone says and offers you something and you say no. That person might be offended because they're doing it out of, and it might be, you know, like you said before, it's like the joke I heard once before that said it came straight from me. You look at it and you get, it was like a guy is in a flood and he's drowning, basically. He's asking God for help. Okay? He's asking God to help me out of this flood. So the waters are rising and somebody comes by on a freaking canoe. And the guy goes, you know, hop in before you drown. And he goes, no, God's going to save me. And then the waters are up, and he's up on the roof, and the waters are still rising. And somebody comes by in a freaking rowboat and says, hey, you know, just jump in. We're you're good to go. And the guy goes, no, God's going to save me. And then in the process, he's getting down to the point where it's almost over with, and a helicopter comes by, and the guy comes to rescue the guy, and the guy goes, no, God's going to save me. So then he drowns and he dies and he goes to heaven. He looks at God and he goes, God, why didn't you save me? He goes, what do you mean why didn't I save you? I sent you a boat, I sent you a canoe, I sent you a helicopter. It's the idea of accepting. Yeah, I'm sending you avenues on how to do it, you know. I'm not going to just reach down to snatch you up. There has to be a collaboration here where you're asking for something and I'm giving it to you, and you have to learn how to read the signs and see what's up. These are for you. You're the only person sitting on that freaking roof.
Yep.
So to sit there and say, okay, who was the boat for? You know, it's like looking around at certain things that happened to you. I mean, I've been in situations, too, where simply all I said was there has to be an easier way. But also at the same time, in my mind, I had faith in what I said, that something would present itself, and I would be taken out of my situation. So basically, I guess you would set up my mind in a way of saying I'm waiting for it to pop in my lap. But then at the same time, see, the biggest thing in John Randolph Price's book is he goes through about 10 of these things, all right? And the big thing is making a different decision to get through it, okay? And then your desires can be it's also understanding that your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience unless you have a consciousness that has a mental mental equivalency. But today, for some reason, answers are not good for me today. But if you can't conceive the thought in your mind, then it can't materialize on the outer world. And if you look at some people, actually, I'm going to say it the other way. If you look at everybody and look at their lives and then look at what they're saying, what they're doing, and that kind of thing, you'll probably see a contradiction. But every once in a while, you'll come across a person. We've all seen this in couples. Who you see couples that are in love, do you really need to hear them tell you that? No, they just radiate that. And then when you see them, you just know it. It's the same thing with manifesting things. It's the idea of conceiving something in your mind and then radiating that energy out into the universe saying, I'm already that, or I already have that. That's not a lie. That's just basically having an excitement, a thrill. I mean, that's the biggest thing he talks about in his book, is be like a child in anticipation for these things to happen like it is on Christmas Eve. You know, you're waiting and you're doing these other things because you know when you go downstairs, there's going to be things waiting for you. So, you know, that's a kind of an anticipation, a manifestation. You know, most people sit there and go, hey, I want a bottle of Pepsi. Simple thing like that, but then they walk over and say, I got the money to do it, so what the heck's the problem? some of it is forget that one. But I just wish I could have some more slideshows. We do a little slideshow here. I can show you pictures of things that I've gone through. Because I was just the other night, I was walking. I decided to go up to, I went to the gym, went to work out. I found this nice place because I've been looking for a place for $25 a month. Found it. It's a gym that you have a key to. It's actually a card. You can go to anytime you want. And I was like, isn't that kind of crazy how you just find certain things that just, you know, pop out of nowhere. They've probably been there forever, and all of a sudden they make themselves present to you. Why is that? Change of thinking, probably, or opening your eyes, as most people call it. But at the same time, I was sitting walking home and going, I haven't had a pizza in a long time. Now I'm thinking back in my mind, I don't really have the money to get a pizza. And there's a lot of things I didn't really have the money for, but I was pretty, but at the same time, I've gotten to the point where I'm pretty content, and things have a tendency to materialize. In the process of being in the gym and working out at this new place, I ran into somebody that I never met before. I had to hurry up. This was like last week, before I was going to do my last show. And I said, I got to hurry up and go home and do my show. And the guy was very intrigued what I had to say. So I sat and talked to him for a little bit. And the guy just came out and said, I want you to do a palm reading for me or something like that. Okay. And in less than probably 10 minutes, I made $20, you know. So all these things are happening. So I got the money. And I decided I want to go to the store. So I go to the store. And as I'm going to the store, I'm thinking, I'd love to have a pizza. But I just don't feel like calling anybody. I don't feel like doing it. But I'd love to have a pizza. There has to be some kind of way of getting a pizza where I don't have to do all this physical stuff, right? That's how I come to say it over. So I went to the store, and I went in there to get, I got some muscle milk, some drinks. I always get after working out. Mm-hmm. And as I'm getting ready to walk out, I ran into somebody I knew, so I'm talking to her, and then her friend walks in with a freaking cheeseburger pizza. Said he had two pieces of this thing, and he didn't want no more of it. He was full. And she looked at me, and she goes, He said, whoever wants his pizza can have his pizza. And she looked at me and she goes, he's a good guy, so you can trust him on this. That if he, you know, she just wants to give somebody something away. So it was a situation of accepting something and not looking at the worst that could happen. And say, oh, look, right. I manifested a pizza. Now, people don't understand something with manifesting until you can learn how to materialize things in your hands, which I still think that's very possible for us to do. But that's really a lot of mental focusing. But it's still possible. But until you can come and do that, everything you manifest comes to something or someone. Because I sort of try to explain to people, we're not trying to say that you're relying on anybody in this world. You're still relying on yourself, but there are certain avenues those things are going to travel through to get to you. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we're all connected. You can't sit there and deny that one. Because every time you manifest something, you meet a new friend, or you meet an existing friend you haven't seen for a while. And all these connections just keep us all basically, in some ways, emotionally attached to each other. Either you hate somebody or you love somebody, but for some reason people keep forgetting that hate is an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Or anger is an emotion. Love is an emotion. These are all emotions. So they're all emotional connections. I wish I could get through some of my clients that are married that, when they separate and they divorce, and that's what they want to do, they can't understand why they're still attached to their spouses and they can't get rid of them. Even when they don't have any kids, they're like, how come I'm still attached there? Because the hatred that you have for the person, it's an emotional attachment. Which for, until you bring it to their attention, they're like, oh, I never really thought about that. Yeah. But, you know, these are
not
avenues.
Wanted to be
these
there, but it's there at times. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like me and this guy meeting. For the palm reading is that. We look at the situation, go, I made $20. But see, in the process of acquiring that $20, there was also a friendship made and also a situation of doing a reading for somebody that started out to be a palm reading, but it actually became a whole lot more. So there was a connection there that happened that needed to happen. Okay, there were certain things that fell into place. In the process, I got compensated for what I was doing, but also it was the idea of transferring some information to somebody else who could make a better decision or what they were trying to do in their lives. So, you know, no responsibility here. It's just two people doing what they want to do. One guy's asking for something. I'm delivering it to him. At the same time, I'm getting what I was focusing on as well, and as a delivery as well. So it's a, you know, we always talk about two-way streets. There's the biggest two-way streets you want to see. Now, we could get people in relationships to work the same way. We might solve something here.
Yeah.
Communication works, because you try to get people to work on the communication thing. And then they talk about they want to manifest what they want in their lives. When they still have a tough time communicating to a spouse or a girlfriend, not realizing that could be, or a boyfriend or a husband, mm-hmm. that the biggest problem there is communication. Even on the sense of, I don't want to be with you no more. People would rather take their butts down the street instead of dealing with the issue, not realizing that issue, or just confronting all those things could also open up more avenues. They're definitely issues. And we've always sit there and looked at most of these manifestation books and saying, you have to change your mind, change your consciousness, to think in a different way. So if you're still thinking about your girlfriend or boyfriend being a problem, then you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're not focusing on the solution. So your communicational thing is broken down. So therefore, it's also creating a block from you manifesting what you really want because you don't understand. But you have to change your mind. You have to change who you are. And most, not all, most women are saying, I want someone to love me for who I am. Okay, that's great, but could you please find out who you are first? Because we might actually know who you are. But if you don't know, you're always going to disagree with us. And I've seen that situation before where, especially being from a psychic standpoint point of view, I've always been a little more in depth with people. Where I know who they are. I can see things. But, you know, and I have a person sitting on the other side saying, you have no idea what you're talking about. And maybe they're very sincere in what they're saying because they have no more information, they've never really actually focused on themselves. So they have no idea. So they just think, okay, I know who I am. So they're going to argue with you. But I've sat there and told them before, you're going to get in a relationship? Yes. Well, you're going to have to learn how to change. And that's not because you have to. It's the idea of letting yourself to. I actually was sitting there thinking over and over again, I still want to do this. I still want to write a book called Love Will Change You. So let it. Because I've met so many women who fall in love and they start changing. And what's so funny about the whole thing is this is exactly what they've manifested. This is exactly what they've focused on. Okay? And they want you to accept them for who they are. But they have one problem. I'll say one, because it seems like it's the main, most important one, is if you're going to ask for something, you also got to be able to put yourself in a position to do it. And they have a hard time accepting, okay? Because I've had some conversations saying, okay, you met the guy.
Hello?